This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight in the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, also on Parler as the Captain's America. Now, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's see what we can do with the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And Kyle, I've got something special I'm going to do tonight. This morning, yesterday morning, on the way back from the radio show, I ran into some police officers and a deputy sheriff, and they were their favorite watering hole was closed, so they were over where I was at. And it was something to hear, you know, what was going on, talk to a little bit of shop. But I'm going to try to play Paul Harvey and something that he did a number of years ago called The Policeman. Let's see if we can get this.
Policeman. A policeman is a composite of what all men are, I guess, a mingling of saint and sinner, dust and deity. What that really means is that they are exceptional. They are unusual. They are not commonplace. Buried under the froth is the fact. And the fact is that less than one half of 1% of policemen misfit that uniform. And that is a better average than you'd find among clergymen. What is a policeman? He of all men is at once the most needed and the most wanted, a strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and pig or worse behind his back. He must be such a diplomat that he can settle differences between individuals so that each will think he won. But if a policeman is neat, he's conceited. If he's careless, he's a bum. If he's pleasant, he's a flirt. If he's not, he's a grouch. He must make instant decisions which would require months for a lawyer. But if he hurries, he's careless. If he's deliberate, he's lazy. He must be first to an accident, infallible with a diagnosis. He must be able to start breathing, stop bleeding, tie splints, and above all, be sure the victim goes home without a limp. The police officer must know every gun, draw on the run, and hit where it doesn't hurt. He must be able to whip two men twice his size and half his age without damaging his uniform and without being brutal. If you hit him, he's a coward. If he hits you, he's a bully. The policeman from a single human hair must be able to describe the crime, the weapon, the criminal, and tell you where the criminal is hiding. But if he catches the criminal, he's lucky. If he doesn't, he's a dunce. He runs files and writes reports until his eyes ache to build a case against some felon who will get dealed out by a shameless Seamus. The policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And of course he'll have to be a genius because he'll have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
Now that goes out to all the police officers, especially on a holiday, that are working, because we get it. We understand it. And Kyle, I know you're right there with them.
Oh, absolutely, Captain. Yeah, I was just listening with rapt attention right there. Just the descriptions and the sentiments, I think so many people, Captain, would absolutely agree with. And, you know, we're able to sleep safe in our homes at night because we have the police officers out there. And if we need help, they come running. And how many countless people have been helped and saved by these very, very brave men and women. It's really something.
Well, on this show, it's not just Blue Lives Matter, it's All Lives Matter, but you got it. So that was for all the police officers that are out there. And we have a lot that listen to the program at night. Now, the president responded to the decision by the Supreme Court that knocked down New York Governor Cuomo's religious service restrictions. What do you know about that?
Well, yes, the president did praise the Supreme Court's decision to block Governor Cuomo's cap on religious gatherings at houses of worship. And he did this over a Thanksgiving tweet, basically, as I understand. And, of course, it was a 5-4 decision with Justice Roberts, by the way, and the three liberals on the court.
Which are the dark side.
Yeah, so again, I mean, this is an interesting picture maybe of things to come, not only in terms of any election kind of a thing, but just in general. Now, of course, Captain, the president was asking or encouraged people to gather homes, places of worship, to offer prayers of thanks to God for our many blessings, as he wrote. But of course, then it was described that Thanksgiving, you know, gatherings could create a super spreader event from Dr. Fauci. And I know, see, here's the thing. Again, people...
We ought to spread Fauci somewhere, and it's not the sidewalk.
well, but again, what about those Biden celebrations?
No kidding. All right, hold on. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, that was a huge victory for the churches, New York State, and all of America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor offers you the three-week quick start for $19.95. You can give it a try by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. After all you got to lose is pain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Business is normal today, Black Friday. Went by the mall a little while ago before the show started, about 2 hours or so ago, to run by one of the stores that was open. And you should have seen the parking lot and the people camped out on the sidewalk.
Wow, and I think you were telling me, too, there were even people had actual campers.
Motorhomes.
Yeah, motorhomes that were there, just waiting to get in and get those deals. Well, in a place like Southern California, at the very least, we've got some restrictions on mall capacity. But I'm thinking, Captain, you're still going to have a lot of people who are going to want to go out to the mall, even with those restrictions at about 25% for those Black Friday deals, because retailers certainly want that. They want those dollars, and they're going to be making, I'm sure the deal is going to be pretty good, because they're in it for all the marbles now. They need to make back what they've been losing so much over the last several months.
All right. Well, we got a caller on the line. I think I know who it is, so let's go over here. Is this Mike in Clearwater?
Yes, it is. I know I've said this before, but we need Bruce Warren 2024. That's what I'm counting on.
I love it.
Okay. All right, here's the question, Captain, and this kind of concerns me. So we have runoff elections coming up in about a month, give or take. We're pretty much at the end of November.
January 5th.
We'll stay in about
January 5th.
Yep. So here's the thing, Captain. They're going to be using Dominion voting machines, and they're going to be using Smartmatic software to tally up all of those votes for the two Senate seats. So how do we protect ourselves so that we're not cheated out of those two? Because, once the Democrats get that, we're toast. You might as well hang it up because they're going to have carte blanche, open checkbook to do whatever they want. But more importantly, how do we reform our election system to where this never, ever happens again? Because you know it's stolen. I know it's stolen. The professor knows it's stolen. More than likely, they're going to try to steal the two Senate seats that are up for grabs. We need to stop this. So I want to know what you all think, how we can solve this so that in future elections, we can be confident knowing that it wasn't stolen. Any ideas?
Yeah. Okay. We'll give you a shot. All right, Kyle. Number one, if they're stupid enough in Georgia to think that we're dumb enough to fall for what they did before, then I've got a bridge I'll sell you that goes across the Rio Grande River in Cleveland, Ohio. I do believe you're going to have federal inspectors watching this because it is a federal inspection. I mean, election. I do believe you're going to have more poll watchers than you've ever seen in your life watching this. I believe there's going to be cameras set up everywhere and anywhere, and that's what I believe is going to happen so that they can't do something silly. And if a machine breaks down or slows down or shuts down, then they will immediately stop what they're doing, and instead of trying to fix the machine, they'll pull it out.
Right, yeah. One would think, of course, yeah, there will be so many eyes on this. And we're hoping, of course, that it will be an orderly election. But you mentioned something else, Captain, and that was there'll be so many people in terms of the poll watchers and so forth. Hopefully there won't be any kind of shenanigans pushing the poll watchers out, putting up the cards.
Oh, not this time. Not this time. Not this time.
Right, because they're ready for that. They're ready to call the whistle, blow the whistle on that.
That's right.
But what they also need to do is be ready and try to anticipate whatever else they might try to do, because they've obviously they may have something else up their sleeve. But you're right. The voting machines, they have to be scrutinized. And again, there just has to be some kind of bipartisan observance here, where you've got a Republican, a Democrat, and generally speaking, that they're recognizing that the ballots that come in are legitimate. If they're not legitimate, there has to be some process by which they agree we're going to take this ballot out, et cetera, et cetera. They have to be able to backtrack everything on this.
Well, that's all true, and I believe that there'll be the scrutiny will be so intense. You'll literally have to trip over the poll watchers.
Right. And thankfully, it's in one state. It's, in that sense, so you're not spread over a lot of different places or in a general election across the whole country. So they're able to just laser beam and focus in on this.
Now, in a perfect world, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
You're right. Yeah.
But because we've been through it, and the problem is not really going to be the voting machines. It's going to be what we heard Stacey Abrams refer to. They have 750,000 people signed up, according to Stacey Abrams, to receive absentee ballots. So, here's the deal. Not one absentee ballot gets accepted without a evidence trail with it. In other words, the signature envelope to prove that the person that sent the envelope in is, in fact, the person who did the voting, number one. And number two, if they don't have that envelope, they should have gotten rid of all those votes before. They didn't. They counted them. We don't know how many thousands of votes that was. So they need to follow the rules. And, oh, by the way, in the suit that Sidney Powell brought against Georgia, she included in it all these absentee ballots that were counted, even though there was no proof as to who sent them.
Exactly right. And one would think the remedy for that would be to throw all those kinds of votes out. But
you have to keep the envelope with it.
Exactly.
And they didn't.
Exactly. And you mentioned the Stacey Abrams angle here. If they really are going to send those out, then Georgia better be ready to document each one that goes out, that's requested, that comes back, and as you said, check the signatures. And the reason being, Captain, of course, is that, you know, I'm not a Georgia voter, I don't live in Georgia, but we've talked to many Georgia voters who call into the program, and they have every single right to have their vote count and not be disenfranchised by some kind of bogus votes that come in that can't be verified, can't be backtracked. This is the very heart of disenfranchisement. If you cancel out somebody's legitimate vote,
right,
with a fake vote, that's not right.
Now, Sidney Powell is obviously on a roll. Lieutenant General Flynn got the full pardon Friday, over the weekend, rather. And she's got the two lawsuits, one in Georgia, one in Michigan. The election results, she wants to be decertified, and the eventual goal is to award the election in each one of those states to Trump. But even if that were to happen, that's still not enough to give him 270.
Right, exactly. The idea, of course, is to deny Biden the 270, basically, because the remedies that she's asking for are humongous and unprecedented, as far as I can tell, in American history. But also the fake vote injections and so forth, that's mm-hmm. also unprecedented. So we're in unprecedented times. And so what I think could happen, of course, is this may start the ball rolling in terms of maybe even other states acquiescing to these kinds of things and saying, look, we've got to verify it.
As far as the Smartmatic system and the Premier and the other system that they have, it's a computer plus the systems, the brains that are in them. As far as that goes, we know they had the capability, Dominion, there we go. We know they had the capability, and what they were designed for was to steal elections by changing the numbers of the votes. We know that. So therefore, the 25 states that system's in the United States, and by the way, it is a foreign-owned company, we just need to stop doing business with them.
Well, absolutely.
Effective immediately.
Absolutely. And I will say this. You know, this the idea, well, you know, and even Biden came out saying, well, the American people won't stand for, you know, this not being honored. They want us to honor the results, et cetera.
But not if they're fraud.
Not if they're fraud. In other words, we're in the territory now, Captain, where it's as if to say, well, you know, the FBI, you know, shouldn't go out and try to overturn a bank robbery because the bank robbers got away with all the money. So is the FBI overturning a bank robbery? No, of course. They're going to get the money that was stolen. I mean, it's
yeah.
the same kind of principle here.
Yeah, that's, again, that's absolutely true. And the fact of the matter is that, well, here comes the music here, so we'll continue this on the other side. So hang on, Kyle. The fact of the matter is, folks, the voting systems that are in question have to go. We can't be using anything that's not made in America in an American election. That's just my opinion.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thanking them for their sacrifice.
President Trump addressed U.S. troops stationed overseas via video link Thursday, delivering a nation's thanks for their service. He also addressed the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, saying the first shipments of coronavirus vaccine would go out as soon as next week.
We are rounding the curve. The vaccines are being delivered literally. It'll start next week and the week after. And it'll hit the frontline workers and seniors and doctors, nurses, a lot of people going to start. And we're going very quickly. Two companies already announced, a third one coming up and a fourth and fifth one coming up soon also. So
Pfizer requested an emergency use authorization for its vaccine from the Food and Drug Administration last week. Moderna says they will ask for the same authorization by the end of November. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, geico.com. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go there, type in your zip code, get a cost comparison on the car, the truck you're driving, motorcycle, boat, whatever you have, RV, ATV. And don't forget, you can also get a homeowner's or a renter's insurance policy quote there, too. If you bundle them all together, then you'll save yourself a bunch of money. Okay, we'll bring Kyle Warren into the mix here. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
In California, we had a homeless man who happened to be an illegal alien that went on a rampage. And I believe he killed two people and injured, what, half a dozen more, something like that?
Yeah, two people, I think, have died. But this is a homeless man. This is Grace Baptist Church. This is in San Jose.
And that was last week.
Right, yeah, and a man died at the scene, and then a woman later died after she was taken to the hospital.
But the reason we're mentioning it right now, again, is because we found out that this man had been deported three times, and when he was taken into custody, he was never turned over to immigration officials.
That's right, and San Francisco ICE Enforcement Renewal Operations Field Officer David Jennings said, regrettably, politics continues to prevail over public safety. The detainers were ignored. Those are the detainers that they put on suspects like this. And this person, his name is Fernando de Jesus Lopez Garcia, is 32 years old. He was released into the street.
Oh, way.
So, that's right. So said David Jennings. And so basically, again, this is the politics of all this. now has resulted again in needless death, and it's just a travesty.
All right, well, we got two callers, so let's go to the first one. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Judy from Sarasota. And hello, Kyle.
Hello.
Go ahead, Judy.
I have a question. Hi, Kathy. Yeah, I have a question. You know, I'm ashamed of myself. I really believe that that last election, our general election, I really believe that all the things that went on for the 4 years that our president was president, I really thought they would have capable people watching those elections like a hawk. And I just would like to know your opinion why there wasn't.
Okay. I can answer that. Thank you, Judy.
Okay.
All right. Kyle, where have we had all the problems with the elections?
Well, they targeted the blue states, blue cities primarily.
They targeted the big blue cities and the battleground red states.
That's right.
Except for some of the states weren't red. They were blue.
Mm-hmm.
We don't control the supervisor of elections office. We don't control the secretary of state who controls the election process in those states. Where we had red states, except for Georgia, I believe that guy in Georgia, and I also believe the governor in Georgia, somebody's got something on him.
Well, you never know. Stranger things have happened. But also, though, of course, there were poll watchers, for example, in Pennsylvania, but they were ushered out. It was not a pretty scene.
Yep.
And they covered up the windows. Nobody could watch them counting. The ballots were brought in, according to these reports, especially for the Sidney Powell reports we've been hearing, coming in at, and Giuliani as well, bringing in ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning when they thought that the Republican poll watchers had all gone. So it's this kind of thing. So there are these shenanigans,
well,
and that's putting it mildly.
People don't think that when they vote for somebody for public office that they've got to take a look down ticket, and that little important office that's not even mentioned, two of them, some of the secretaries of states in the states are elected, not all of them, and all of the supervisor of elections are definitely elected. So you need to pay close attention to who they are and make doggone sure that you elect somebody that'll do the job.
You're absolutely right, Captain. What you just said is so key to these things, and that's why it's really important to really scrutinize. Because and I need to do that more myself, as a matter of fact. I mean, we all need to know who's running the show, even at our local levels. And if we were that intensely aware of those things, we'd really begin to change things. Not just looking at the top of the ticket on down and from Washington,
yeah,
but around the corner, absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to the phone line. I think I know who this is. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Boss, it's Todd in Tampa. How you doing?
Good. Are your numbers been passed over?
Good. I'm ready to rock and roll here, but I want to say, let's get down to business here. Since you said this with Todd and the captain, who I've been with Donald Trump before he stepped on the escalator with the captain. And let me say something to the White House. We're not conceding anything. We won in a landslide, okay? We won in a landslide. I know it. You know it. The American people, even Joe Biden knows he didn't win, okay? So we're not conceding anything. Everybody, just like you said, these Democrat governors, they're all on the take. Everybody, the legislature's on the take. The legislature should step in and recertify Donald Trump the winner in Pennsylvania and Georgia, in Wisconsin, in Arizona, Nevada, and Michigan. That's what they should do. But since they're all on the take, they're not going to do that. So we're taking this all the way to the Supreme Court and see if they got bought off. But the bottom line is this. You can't stop. Donald Trump won in a landslide. And Donald, we're not conceding anything because everybody else is on the take. And we're going all the way to the Supreme Court because the 74 million people that busted their butt to vote for you and take all this crap, we know you won. We know you won. And the truth and the righteousness of this country stands on you getting elected because you won fair and square. And that's the bottom line. I don't want to hear anybody on this radio station say anything different than Donald Trump won in a landslide.
Well, Todd, I got to let you go because I got some other callers, but I appreciate it, okay? All right, there he goes. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Kathy in San Antonio.
Something How are you?
Happened here. I'm good. I'm hanging in there. I thought y'all should know that the wonderful lefty left mayor that we have in the red state of Texas
put San Antonio on curfew, slapped it, didn't even let us know until late Wednesday night, one of his little announcements, and we are on a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday until Monday morning at, you know, when they go 5 a.m.
What was his reason?
He's out of the blue.
What was his reason?
Didn't give any. He never does. Well, you know him. It's always.
Well, they got to give some reason. I mean, he can't just do it for the hell of it.
I'm sure it's the virus.
Okay, but I mean, I'd be curious to know the numbers. I'd be curious to know what the numbers are.
Well, of course, the numbers have gone up, but we've all learned that you can be positive and negative and positive.
That's right.
And it's, we don't believe anything anymore, sir.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sally, and we'll, I'll try to address that. Okay. You know, Kyle, I can understand your state. 3.1%. It's terrible. It's about 3%. We got to shut everything down. And then a medical group came out and said there is absolutely no evidence that eating outside creates an increase in the virus.
Well, that's right, and I think the L.A. County Health Department has admitted as much, but essentially they keep it in place, I think, because they don't want people congregating together. You know, it's, so in other words, no matter what the science says, they will move the goalposts to accomplish whatever it is they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
And that's what's so frustrating to people, because it nothing seems to make sense in that regard.
Well, that's true, but again, shutting things down is not the answer. Quarantining people is not the answer. Herd immunity has worked where it's been tried, and you don't have to look very far to figure it out. And there are more and more doctors who are coming on television and radio saying that we need to go to herd immunity or we'll never get over this thing.
Right. Well, Fauci the other day, Dr. Fauci said something about the with the distribution of the vaccine that you could approach herd immunity faster with it out there in the environment, basically. But just prior to that, Captain, anybody who, just like you did, mentioned the idea of herd immunity was being derided as some kind of kook or a fringe element because herd immunity was morally wrong and it was going to kill millions of people.
It's not true.
On it went. Well, of course, but see,
it's just not true.
Yeah, but that's what. But because the idea of herd immunity would mean that we're getting back to normal more quickly, and of course, nobody wants anybody to get sick. Nobody wants anybody to die. The American people are very, very keen to be safe, but locking us in our houses hasn't seemed to have accomplished what they keep telling us it's going to accomplish, and then they say, go do it again.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're going to take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yeah, there's some weather out there. A lot of fog in the south tonight. We'll tell you about it and where it's at. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Okay, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there in Georgia. Speaking of Georgia, Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate her, and we appreciate all of you that are listening to us, especially our friends up there in Georgia, where I hope to hell you get it right on January the 5th when you vote for the two senators. Okay, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and then consider joining the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, for the food you buy, for whatever you buy in the trucker's store, too. Now, let's see if we can make this work, because I think we're going to go dancing. here we go. You talk about bell bottoms and half boots and all that stuff. Those were the days. Well, Kyle, what were you doing?
Well, I was just tapping along here. I love that song. I remember it. And,
were you trying to do the dance that John Travolta does? My God, I'd be in a hospital.
Yeah, no way. And you know, he.
But I could do himself. I could do all that stuff at one time.
I know. You
I love to yeah. dance. Yep. Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
boy.
Well, he came off of the Saturday Night Fever and went right into Urban Cowboy. Then everybody was line dancing after that.
Yeah, well, he's a dancer. He knows what to do.
Yep.
All right, well, let's take a look here at what's going on. We've got persistent offshore winds, which are going to keep the fire weather threats critical out in Southern California. Some big windy conditions out there and in the lower Colorado River Basin, too. There's snow in the Four Corners, that area with higher terrain spreading into the South High Plains today. Strong to isolated storms and heavy rain could develop into the western Gulf states, along with a lingering boundary of marginal thunderstorms. Now, we do have another Pacific Northwest storm that's starting to spread snow in the mountains across the Northwest, and it's going to be moving east. And over in the Southeast, we'll tell you about it. We've got some really bad, foggy conditions, including in the state of Florida. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're looking at a wind advisory out along I-40 tonight near Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's going to continue on as you head west towards Gallup along I-40, which is also part of historic Route 66, as a matter of fact. Then up in Idaho, we've got a freezing fog advisory. This is near Ashton and Rexburg on Route 20. This is going to be east of I-15. And in Idaho Falls, I think it's pretty cold there right now as well. Yeah, 22 degrees right now in Idaho Falls. A high wind warning up in northern Montana. This is going to be northwest of Great Falls. And then over in Oregon, we have air stagnation advisories, both in the Yakima region. This is along I-90 near I-82. Yakima is actually along I-82, but it's near the junction of I-90 as well. And then south of that, we've got another air stagnation advisory. This is in the Roseburg-Medford area as you travel down the 5 freeway. Now, that means that the air quality is going to continue to steadily get a little bit worse, for people who are sensitive to that. Then down in Central California, we've got a freeze warning. This is in the Fresno area as you come down California 99, and if you're coming down to Interstate 5 as well, you're going to encounter this freeze warning until you pass a little bit south of Bakersfield. But the high wind warning, as you mentioned, Captain, it's not just warnings. We have a lot of high winds here in Southern California. It's been swirling all around today. The winds seem to have picked up a little bit, at least in my area in Orange County tonight, with the wind gusts easily 45 or 50 miles an hour, I'm sure. Then we have a fire weather warning just south of Las Vegas, and that goes all the way down through Lakes Havasu City. And by the way, we do have people out of power here in Southern California. Right now it's about a little over 1,000 people, but earlier in the day it was...
Because of the high winds?
Because of the high winds.
Okay.
They shut the power off in anticipation of trying not to spark any fires.
Mm. Well, we got a big time problem if you're along I-10 tonight. From Pascagoula, Mississippi, all the way through Mobile, Pensacola, all the way over to I-75 in Lake City, you have dense fog all the way across. It's going to take you a little extra time, so you need to allow for that. Visibility is below a quarter mile in most areas. Some areas it's even worse than that. And that dense fog advisory goes up into the southern part of Georgia, the southern part of Alabama, up towards Montgomery and Troy, and over into Mississippi, a little further north than Pascagoula, right now to the north. So be advised of that. Then the dense fog continues again up in South Carolina, central South Carolina, along I-95. up into North Carolina. Again, I-95, I-42, east-west through the Piedmont Triangle, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and all the way to Richmond, Virginia tonight. And if you're coming up I-85 from Richmond down through Raleigh over to the western part of Carolina, you're going to have fog all the way, so allow some extra time. And then we do have what looks like to be a gale warning up off the coast of Maine tonight. We've had that sort of thing going on all week long so far up there. But right now, it's in particular, it's up there in Maine. So, Kyle, what do you like about the Flying J?
Well, you know what, Captain? What I like about the Flying J is that from a long day on the road traveling, if you're in a truck, you know, driving a big rig, or if you're traveling along the highways and byways, by the time you get there, they're going to have something that you're going to like that maybe you've even been craving out there on the road. Sometimes that will be a Subway. It could be a Wendy's. But also, Captain, they have these sit-down restaurants there where you can go in and take a load off for a little while and have a real nice meal. And, of course, they have the driver's club as well. So if you're a frequent driver, frequent traveler, you can sign up for that. You can get rewards back on all the different things that you might need there. And if you are a truck driver, you're out there all day, you can come in. They've got the services there for laundry. They've got all kinds of things. Again, home away from home, off the road. And as they say, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore.
Well, depending on where you're at, you could be going to a Denny's if you're in a Flying J, sit-down Denny's. You could be going to a Huddle House. Of course, they're all across the South for the most part. Or Moe's Southwest Grill, which is out there in the western part of the U.S., but very popular, too, in other parts of the country. And, of course, you might find an Arby's, might find a KFC, a Dairy Queen, could be a McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, or even a Dunkin' Donuts, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And so again, and the Pilot Flying J, you know, they could also get that free cup of coffee if you go in and tell them you're listening, you know, to the captain, or the captain sent you.
Yep, exactly. Okay, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with hour number two. And we got a lot more to talk about, including Missouri and what the governor did there. And wait till you hear about this poll that's out there about 2024. You're going to love this one.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Flash not good. Flash not good.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.